From Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Evanston, Illinois, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. The College Quiz Bowl is the new all-American quiz game that matches against each other the varsity scholars of two great American colleges. Tonight, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the University of Minnesota is competing against the three-time winner, Northwestern University from Evanston, Illinois. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another intercollegiate battle of the brain. Tonight, it's again Northwestern, winner for 3 weeks in a row against the University of Minnesota. And you know, they tell me out in Minneapolis that they're determined to make this Northwestern's last appearance here in the Quiz Bowl. So without further delaying the game, let's get right out and meet the teams. First, out to Minneapolis, where Ben Layton of station KSTP is on hand to act as referee for the University of Minnesota. How do things look out on the Minnesota campus, Ben?
Well, Alan, here in Murphy Hall, things look good and lively. And in case you think I'm all alone out here, this will change your mind.
Yay!
You mean, Ben? Now, how about the Minnesota team?
Well, they're right here, and they're ready to introduce themselves.
Jack Davies, Coleraine, Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson, Excelsior, Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein, Pelham, New York.
Tom Clayton, Winona, Minnesota.
That's the Minnesota team, all set to go.
Okay, then, let's meet the other one. Let's go out to Lutkin Hall on the Northwestern campus in Evanston, Illinois. Back again is Northwestern's referee, is cheerful Charles Chan of station WMAQ in Chicago. Are you there, Chan?
At your service, Alan, and especially cheerful tonight because we have the same team back to defend Northwestern's Quiz Bowl title. And here they are to identify themselves.
Virginia Landwehr from Elgin, Illinois.
Frank Plout from Dayton, Ohio.
Greg Shooker from Charleston, West Virginia.
Ruth Feldman from Evanston, Illinois.
Well, that's the Northwestern team, Alan, and back to cheer on them, they've got a few of their friends. For example...
Okay. Okay, Roger Tuttle, it sounds like the teams are all set. Now, how about the rules in this game of wits?
Well, Alan, the quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. And so, we have toss-up questions. And this is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal it has the answer gets a chance to answer. When Northwestern signals, you will hear... When Minnesota signals, you will hear... And by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light on the board in front of Alan and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if the team winning a chance at the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question. Each question is worth a designated number of points, and the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Well, that's the way the game is played, so let's play it, Alan.
Okay, let's go. Here is the first toss-up question. Are you ready for 10 points? By what familiar name do we know the fictional character Quasimodo? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right, for 10 points. Now, for that 10-point question, you get as a bonus question a 30-point possible question. 3 parts to this question. Each part is worth 10 points. Since tonight is Halloween, we'd like for you now to identify the following real and fictional pumpkin. First of all, first, for 10 points, a pumpkin that was used to house a wife. Do you know the...
Jack Davies has the answer.
Jack?
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
That's right. Had a wife and
couldn't keep her.
What thing?
Put her in a pumpkin shell and there he kept her very well.
Very well for 10 points. Now, there are 2 more parts to this question for 10 more points here. A pumpkin owned by the author of Witness.
Jack has the answer again.
Jack?
Whitaker Chambers.
That's right. Whitaker Chambers' pumpkin that contained those microfilm documents. Okay? And for 10 more points, a pumpkin and a hat, which were the only apparent remains of the village schoolmaster.
Jack has got his hand up again, Bert.
You're our pumpkin expert, Jack.
Yeah. Ichabod Crane.
That's right for 10 points. Okay, now we go back to the toss-up question. We go back to a toss-up question. Are you ready? Some Democrats have called this woman the Tugboat Annie of politics. For 10 points, who is she and why was she in the news recently? Northwestern.
Virginia Landwehr.
India Edwards, and she recently resigned as women's chairman of the Democratic Party. She was replaced by Mrs. Katie Lucheim.
Right, for 10 points. Coming up next in our bonus stack is a 20-point bonus question. Now get your pencil and paper ready. This is one of those mathematical questions. I'm going to ask you to add and divide, add and subtract. That's all in this question. I want you, first of all, to take the number associated with the word skidoo. The number associated with the word skidoo. You can work as a team, of course. Add the number of wonders in the world. Subtract the number of Athenian tyrants in the year 404 B.C. And for 20 points, give us the numerical answer.
Who's going to do it, Greg Shooker or Frank Plott?
We'll take 27.
You'll take 27? Are you sure? Does everybody agree on 27?
Yes, we're very happy with that number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are? Oh, that's a shame, because you know what the number is?
28.
Zero.
Oh.
23 skidoo plus 7 wonders of the world equals 30. Minus the 30 Athenian tyrants, and you get zero. Okay. Now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Those are the stakes. Now with a score, Minnesota 40, Northwestern 10, we go back to a toss-up question. And remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at a bonus question. Alan?
Okay, now I want to tell you that this next toss-up question will bring you a chance at a bonus question that could be worth 30 points. The next bonus question coming up will be 30 points. So, let's get on our toes for this toss-up question. For 10 points, who said the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants? Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
Thomas Jefferson.
Right, for 10 points. Now at a 30-point possible bonus question. Now, there's three parts to this question. Each part is a quotation. I'm going to ask you to complete it. For 10 points, complete this quotation. All the world's a stage. All the world's a stage. Can anybody in Minnesota complete it for 10 points?
Anyone on the team?
Colleen Helgeson has it.
Quickly, Colleen.
And all the men and women merely players.
Right. That's complete enough for us. You know the next line.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
All right. They have their exits and their entrances, but I won't start acting Shakespeare here. Let's get on to the next one. Okay, can you complete this quotation for 10 points? This is the way the world ends.
Tom Clayton has an answer.
Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Right. For 10 points, T.S. Eliot, the Hollow Man. Can you complete this one? Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done.
Roger Feinstein.
The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won.
Right for 10 points. Okay, what's the score, Roger? What's the score, Roger?
Right now, the score stands, Alan. Minnesota, 80 points. Northwestern, 10. And we have 18 and a half minutes to go.
Okay, now the next toss-up question will give you a chance at a 30-point bonus question. I'll tell you in advance, it's a music question coming up in the bonus department, so get on your toes for this toss-up. Are you ready? Do not push the buzzer until I have completed the question. This is a hot one. For 10 points, give us the score of the Illinois-Purdue game played today. Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
The Illinois beat Purdue 21-0.
Right for 10 points. And you got a... Then you get a shot at a 30-point music question. Three parts each. Now, 10 points to each part. Tell us. The time of day mentioned in the following musical classical music titles. But listen. To get credit, you must give us the full title and the composer. Here is your first selection. All right, what time of day is mentioned in the title of that classical composition, and who wrote it?
Tom Clayton.
Prelude to the Afternoon of the Faun, Claude Debussy.
Right for 10 points. Afternoon of the Faun. Now, for 10 points, tell us what time of day is mentioned in this composition. Anytime you know the answer, come on in. Oh, I want to say.
Yes.
All right. Anybody in Minnesota know the time of day mentioned in that composition and the composer?
Well, it's Morning by Edvard Grieg.
Right. From the Peer Gynt Suite for 10 points. All right. What time of day in this composition's title? You know what time of day in that music title? That music title. Anybody in Minnesota? Very familiar. Very familiar music. Time is up. Time is up. It's the Eine Kleine Nacht music. Night music by Mozart. Okay, we go back to a toss-up question. On your toes. For 10 points. What 17th century philosopher can be associated with a whale? Minnesota.
Tom Clayton.
Thomas Hobbes, I think, Leviathan.
You're right for 10 points. And we move along to a bonus question that is worth 30 points, three parts. Here are three famous married ladies. I'll give you their maiden names, and for 10 points each, you're to give me their married name. Patricia Wymore. Her married name.
Jack Davies has an answer.
Mrs. Errol Flynn.
Right for 10 points. 10 more points. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We're giving you the maiden names of very famous married ladies. What's the married name of 9 o'clock? Mrs. Skeezix Wallet in the comic strip. All right. For 10 points, Elizabeth Virginia Wallet. Elizabeth Virginia Wallet. Nobody know her married name? Time's up, Mrs. Harry Truman. Okay.
Oh.
Roger, would you now give us the time and score, please?
I sure will, Alan. Right now, it seems that Minnesota is trying to upset Northwestern's three-time winning streak. They're leading 130 points to Northwestern's 10 points. We have 14 and a half minutes to go.
Okay, are you there? Are you there, Northwestern?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now here's a quick-off question that could lead you to a bonus question worth 25. A bonus question worth 25, and incidentally, it has to do with history. You might know it. Okay, get on your toes. Here's the kickoff question. Archibald M. Willard painted many pictures, but only one made him famous. It hangs in Abbott Hall, Marblehead, Massachusetts. Now, for 10 points, name this famous painting. Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
The Crossing of the Delaware.
Can you take it, Northwestern?
I'm afraid not, Alan. We drew a blank.
You drew a blank. Well,
Four of them.
You missed it, Minnesota. It is the Spirit of 76. I would have accepted Yankee Doodle, the original title painted by Archibald M. Willard. Okay, here's another toss-up question.
Yes.
For 10 points, tell us, if you were to order from the menu ragu, what would you get? Northwestern.
Greg Shooker. Rabbit.
Wouldn't you?
Can you take it?
No, it's a sort of stew.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
A sort of stew?
Minnesota. You got it by reason of Ruthie's all too helpful prompting, all right?
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Yeah, one answer on a toss-up. One answer on a toss-up.
What's the answer? And
the answer is a kind of stew. You were... All right, now, Minnesota, you won that by being patient and listening. Now, here is your bonus question. Between Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt, there were 8 presidents, with one serving 2 terms. Now, I'll give you 10 points if you can name 5 of them, and 25 points if you can name all 8 of the presidents between Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt.
All right, Roger Feinstein's all set to answer.
Okay.
We have Andrew Johnson, Ulysses Grant.
All right, that's 2.
Benjamin Harrison.
Right.
Grover Cleveland.
Right. One more.
William McKinley.
Right, that's 5. Can you name the other ones?
Yes.
Okay, you got
Jack
25
Davis.
Points, but let's see.
See, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Harrison, McKinley, Cleveland.
All right.
Which
one? You missed one. You missed still missed.
Arthur.
Ah, that's right. You named all 8. Well, what do you know? So that you very wisely, very well won 25 points. Okay, back to the toss-up question. Here's one for 10 points. In the sports world recently, why was Missouri's loss Maryland's gain? Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
It was not their homecoming.
Can you take it, Northwestern?
Anybody?
Can you
Virginia
take
Landwehr.
I'll take a stab. Maryland is rated number 4th in the nation, and...
Wrong stab, Virginia.
Okay.
The St. Louis Browns franchise continued in Baltimore, joined the American League. Okay, here we're back to the toss-up question. Incidentally, we're headed for a 30-point bonus question, a 30-point bonus question on literature that you may, very well may answer. Here is a toss-up question. For 10 points, what did the 4 following gentlemen do together? 4 of them. Do not push the button until I've named the 4th. Caesar Rodney, Carter Braxton, William Williams, and John Witherspoon. Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
They signed the Declaration of Independence.
Right for 10 points. Okay. Here's a bonus question that could earn you 30 more points. And the score now stands, if I may take over Mr. Tuttle's prerogative.
Absolutely, Alan.
All right. The score now stands Minnesota 175, Northwestern 10 with 10.5 minutes to go. Okay. Since this is Halloween night, we thought it might be very well to ask you to identify some witches. You've heard of witches. It's Halloween night. Now, for 10 points each, I want you to identify these very famous witches. The first, those famous Shakespearean witches.
Tom Clayton has an answer.
Tom?
The 3 weird sisters in Macbeth.
Oh, you're so right. That's even the way I've got it written here right before me. Okay. For 10 more points, the Witch of Endor. The Witch of Endor. You know the Witch of Endor.
So far a blank at Minnesota.
Oh.
Well, it's history, I believe.
Well, no, it's...
What is it, Charlene? What is it? Oh, your time's up. Mr. McGregor says time's up. According to biblical narrative, this witch called up the prophet Samuel from his death to answer the question of King Saul about coming battle in which he would die. Remember the Witch of Endor? Witch of Endor out of the Bible? Okay, here's another witch for 10 points. A witch that has been immortalized by the poet Shelley. The witch immortalized by the poet Shelley. Okay, time's up. It's not a very familiar poem. It's a lyric. It's not a lyric. It's a poetic fantasy, I think. It's called The Witch of Atlas, a poem. You remember that? Okay, let's get back to our toss-up questions. Here's one. 10 points. Toss-up. Winners of the 1952 and 1953 Nobel Peace Prize were just announced. For 10 points, who are they? Northwestern.
Greg Shooker.
Well, for 1953, it was George Marshall and Albert Schweitzer for 52.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, now, for that point, toss-up, you get a bonus question that could earn you 30 points. A 30-point bonus question. Each part will be worth 15 points. Here's a 2-part question. I'll give you a pair of words. They go together by reason of a certain relationship. And then, the first word of a second pair that is to be arranged with another word on the basis of the same relationship. For instance,
sky is to blue as grass is to green. Okay. Now you'll have a selection of five words to find the second word. Listen for all five before you answer. I'm going to give you two of these illustrations. Each is worth 15 points. Carpenter is to nails as tailor is to needle, scissors, thread, cloth, pattern.
Frank Plout.
Yeah, I think that would be thread.
You think right. Why do you think that, Frank?
Well, a carpenter uses nails to fasten his boards, and a tailor uses thread to fasten his cloth.
They say in that testing that you reasoned very well for 15 points. Now reason just as well, and you'll get 15 more points. Sight is to pictures, as hearing is to ear, song, noise, deafness, listening.
Frank, again.
I think that would be song.
You think right for 15 points. Why do you think that?
Well, song and pictures are both expressions of artistic beauty.
And they have a form. That's so right. You reason very well. Okay, what's the score, Roger?
Well, Alan, Minnesota has racked up the most number of points in the college quiz bowl tonight. 185, Northwestern has 50, and we have 7 minutes to go.
Okay, back to the toss-ups for 10 points. Name the author and novel which has in it two women's clubs named the Jolly 17 and the Thanatopsis. Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Oh, that was Sinclair Lewis, Main Street, I believe.
That's right. That's right. For 10 points. You know why I read Thanatopsis the way I did, don't you there?
Let's make tracks.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Bonus question, 30 points. Since swan songs were very much in the headlines last week, see if for 10 points each you can identify the following swans. A mythological swan, which was actually a god in disguise. Mythological swan, actually a god in disguise.
Which one? Greg or Ruth?
I was thinking of Leda.
You thought right. That's right. Leda and the swan. Zeus was the swan. All right. An operatic swan who delivers a knight in shining armor to the distressed heroine and later becomes transformed into her missing brother for 10 points.
Ruth Feldman.
And that was in Lohengrin.
That's right for 10 points. For 10 more points. The swan of Avon. The swan of Avon.
Would that have anything to do with Shakespeare? He lived on Stratford on Avon.
Right, for 10 points. The Swan of Avon is Shakespeare. A name given him by Ben Jonson. Okay, back to the toss-up question. Back to the toss-up question, which could lead you to a 20-point bonus. A 20-point bonus coming up. What did Presidential Press Secretary James Hagerty mean when he said recently, "We like to think we're plugging the entries but opening the exits"? Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Well, that must have probably referred to Eisenhower's decision not to interfere himself in the local elections.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Roger Feinstein.
I think it has to do with the making ourselves available for a peace talk.
Nope, you both missed it. It had to do with the numerous dismissals of government employees that have been made under the Republican security program. Okay, another toss-up coming up. One of the most famous boulevards in Europe is the Ringstrasse, and not far from it is the Prater, a handsome park. Now, for 10 points, in what city are they located? Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
In Vienna.
In Vienna, Austria, right, for 10 points. You have a shot now at a 20-point bonus question. Contrary to general opinion, Abraham Lincoln did not originate the expression of the people, for the people, and by the people. For 20 points, can you tell us exactly where this phrase appeared for the first time in English? For 20 points.
Good. You want to take a try at it, Jeff?
I'll guess Edmund Burke.
No, you would be wrong. It's the general prologue of the Wycliffe translation of the Bible, 1384. That was a tough one. Here's a toss-up question for 10 points. Who originally said, "The proper study of mankind is man"? Minnesota's life came
Davies.
On first.
Alexander Pope.
Alexander Pope is right for 10 points. This leads you to a music question. Three parts could be worth 30 points. We're going to play three familiar theme songs, and for 10 points each, you are to name the orchestra identified by these themes. First.
Mm-hmm.
whose band comes on with that? Who knows that for 10 points in Minnesota?
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Think of it, man. Think of it. Okay,
Ray Anthony. Anthony.
What?
Ray Anthony.
You're right for 10 points. Okay, listen to this one. Who comes on with that?
Guy Lombardo? No.
Brother.
No.
Minnesota. All right.
No.
Quickly. Oh, my college.
Oh, I know.
Quick.
It's a Dorsey brother. Tommy.
Tommy for 10 points. Okay, here goes one more. All right, what band comes
Jack
on?
Jack again.
Okay, Jack.
Wait, no.
Quick, Jack.
Ray Anthony, isn't it?
You?
No.
No.
Billy May.
Billy May's right for 10 points. Okay. Roger.
Well, the score, Alan, is Minnesota, 235 points, Northwestern, 90 points, 2.5 minutes to go, and here we go.
A 30-point bonus is coming up. Here is the kickoff toss-up question. If you heard someone yell break, you'd know you were at a wrestling or boxing match. If someone yelled slide, you'd know it was a baseball game. Where would you be if you heard the word yoinks? Nobody knows.
Sounds like a pool game.
Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Well, I think you'd be at an English fox hunt, wouldn't you?
You think so, right for 10 points. All right, here's a 30-point possible bonus. For 10 points each, give us the identification of these well-known characters out of American literature. Emily Webb. Quickly. Emily Webb. You don't know Emily Webb?
Four blank faces here.
The girl who marries George Gibbs in Thornton Wilder's lovely play of an American small town, Our Town. Professor Bear, spelled B-H-A-E-R.
Okay, Colleen Helgeson.
He marries Joe in Little Women.
Right, for 10 points.
Professor.
You're so right. Willie Keith.
Roger Feinstein.
He's the hero in the Caine Mutiny.
You're right for 10 points. Okay, we got a toss-up question coming up. Name the capital city of South Dakota. Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
Here,
right for 10 points, there's a 30-point bonus. For 10 points each, identify the following three horses. The horse belonging to Don Quixote. Time's up. That is Rosinante. The winged horse of Apollo.
Tom Clayton.
Pegasus.
Right for 10 points. The celebrated charger of Alexander the Great.
Blanks again.
Bucephalus. Back to the toss-up question. For 10 points, give us the author and the novel whose plot revolves around the five Bennett sisters. Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
It's Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
You're so right, Colleen, for 10 points. Here's a bonus question worth 25. 30 seconds to go. All right. In fiction, there are many cases of men turning into animals. Now, can you identify the works or the authors in which the following are found? For 5 points, a man who looks like half donkey and half man.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right. Bottom. That's right. Okay. For 10 points, a fictional character who wakes up one morning to find himself changed into a man-sized cockroach.
Oh, Roger Feinstein.
Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka.
Right.
I'm sorry, Alan, but that's it. Time's up. The game's over for this week. And the final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 90 points for Northwestern and 305 points for Minnesota. To each member of the Northwestern team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Minnesota will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Radcliffe College for Women at Cambridge, Massachusetts. And now here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, congratulations to Minnesota, and thanks again to the wonderful team at Northwestern, Virginia Landwehr, Frank Crazy Plow, Jed Gregory Shooker, and Ruth Duskin-Feldman. You've been wonderful. And in the weeks to come, incidentally, we're going to have Radcliffe College for Women. We're going to have University of Wisconsin, University of Pennsylvania, Notre Dame, and many other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. So won't you join us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now this is Alan Ludden saying, see you tomorrow on Weekend, and so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Northwestern, Charles Chen of station WMAQ Chicago, and for Minnesota, Ben Layton of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking. Enjoy Know Your NBCs next on the NBC Radio Network.